welcome to My Worst Date. We are so excited to be bringing you our debut edition of Double Dates. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina. And this is our first guest kicking off Double Dates. It's Cam Potter. He is one of the co-hosts of the very popular podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom. If you haven't checked it out yet, it is a really sex positive podcast. You and your mom talk about absolutely everything, which I love. And we're so excited to have you here. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, we have to talk about how we met, though. We met at an event at the Skirball Center, which was like so random, right? I think this is the thing I love about the community, the podcasting community. Met at a podcasting event. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, instantly, we were like, we like these guys.
Yeah, it was because Dr. Drew was supposed to be there, who has like a sex podcast. And I think that he still does, maybe.
Yep.
And so I was like, oh, you have to stick around so that you can meet Dr. Drew later in the night. And then he never showed up. So we were just like hanging out and talking. And your mom is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
She I absolutely love her.
Yes. Yeah. And she, at these conferences, she will talk to literally everyone there.
Yeah. Yeah, she makes friends with everybody. She's just such a treat. Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you guys been doing the podcast?
We've been doing it for 6.5 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of sex talks.
Yeah. So much sex talk.
Yeah.
How did you guys start? Like, where did this come from?
She had a YouTube channel first that was all about sex and dating. And it was being recorded in my childhood bedroom.
Perfect.
And I was like, oh my fucking God, what is going on? This is when I was at college. And I was like, what's going on at home? And eventually I started doing stand-up. And at first I had like one joke about this in my stand-up set. And then that was like the only one people would laugh at.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I was like, oh, there's something there and maybe we should expand it. And then it became whole sets about my mom having this cougar sex channel.
Amazing.
And then amazing. I was like, okay, this is pretty much a gold mine. We should capitalize on this and we made this podcast.
I have to know, was the bedroom still set up as your childhood bedroom or did she convert it into like...
It's got like He-Man's in the background,
teddy bear wallpaper, or like, did she convert it into like an office?
No, my childhood bedroom was already a sex dungeon.
Nice, wow, no, great, yeah.
No. It was a pretty bland room anyway, so she was able to easily transition to YouTube studio.
Well, we have that in common. My mom actually just started dating again, and I want to buy your mom's book for my mom because she's getting back out there, and she's already thought that she was dating like a retired general in Afghanistan. Oh. So I've had to like teach her online dating and stuff. So I really want her to listen to you guys' podcast she could pick up some tips.
Definitely.
So I think we should dive into it. We actually started Double Dates back before. In the before times, pandemic.
Yeah.
Never did a video, but we always started them with a would you rather.
Ooh.
And so in honor of your podcast, the would you rather we came up with is, would you rather have your mom walk in on you having sex or you walk in on your mom having sex?
Ooh. Oh,
I hate both of these.
Have you never been presented with this in six and a half years?
No. This is definitely the first time it's been asked to me.
Okay.
So this is a wonderful would you rather.
Break it down and show your work.
Okay.
We need receipts.
Okay. Here's, mm-hmm. I honestly think I'd be, it would be very uncomfortable for me to walk into my mom having sex.
Yeah.
But I could live through that. It would be fine. Like eventually, I'd be like, "All right, she's an adult. She should have sex. So this is fine.
Right.
Good. If she walks in on me having sex, then I have to deal with her talking to me about my sex forevermore, and that would be way worse. So I'm gonna go with the former. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I agree. In fact, I have walked in on my parents having sex. I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Burned into my brain. And it happened when I was pretty small. So formative memory, not great. But even with that, I would rather have that happen again than ever have my mom walk in on me having sex. No.
I have my mom walk in on me, not while having sex, but while learning to love my own body.
Yes.
We had one bathroom growing up in our small bedroom. So, like, I heard things happening because they were very thin walls. But she walked in, and the only thing I've ever heard about it, thankfully, was, you know, you should lock the door.
There it is.
And that was it. But it is forever burnt. That feeling of just absolute shame and embarrassment is burned into me. And this had to have been, this was 30 plus years ago. Oh. And it's still as crystal clear.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a formative memory.
It's a wake you up in the middle of the night memory.
I'm not going to say who, but I have had a member of my family walk in on me with an ex-boyfriend going doing
it.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Okay. That might be the worst act.
It was
to be quick, you know. I think head is way worse than penetrative sex if you walked in.
Oh god, yeah.
I don't know why that is, but I think you're right. Absolutely,
I think
right.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Because I think you're more exposed, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they're down there, there's a lot up here that's still open.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's also such a vulnerable position, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm so glad we started it out with lots of trauma. Welcome to the podcast. We are delighted to have you.
I have a follow-up question, though.
Okay.
Do you lock the door now?
Oh.
Do I lock the door?
Yes.
No. And in fact, my partner walked in on me the other day.
Oh, no way.
And how'd that turn out?
Yeah. So, you know, work from home has been great for a lot of things. Sometimes you want to take a fiver and you got ideas in your head. And so
and the fiver is her hand.
Is all it takes. I'm really a two, but you know.
Sure.
So yeah, I was taking a break and I thought my partner was at work for the day. And he actually came home early.
Oh, wow.
Like very early.
Oh.
And I heard the door unlock and I was like, I had my shirt on and no pants.
Yeah,
see?
Winnie the fucking Pooh in it.
Yeah, you're Porky Pig in it.
Fucking Pooh.
You're doing a full Porky Pig situation.
Oh, man.
Which is like, hello? And I'm like, scrambling. Like,
so wait, worse. You're a full pants off. I am so nervous. I am a hands under the pants. I'm a hands under the pants.
I can't be obstructed.
Oh, I'm easy.
Oh, I'm the same. No, I'm not a hand under that. You need full range of motion.
Oh, right? I'm fine.
You gotta come completely off.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm a leave shirt on most of the time if I know I don't have a lot of time. Yeah. You know, you're trying to get in, you're trying
to
get out.
I'm just like, you know, I had a thing. I was like, you know, I got 5 minutes and I'll rub one out.
Between meetings.
Very business.
You're like, I could schedule this between an 11:30, 12, right?
It's
there.
The most Capricorn way you could do that. Absolutely. We'll pencil it in. We'll pencil in a quick fiver.
5 to noon.
Me time. Yeah. Pants off me time.
Pants off me. It's pretty funny to think that it's weird. I spend most of the day with my pants off. I'm not touching myself or anything, but I just didn't make it to pants on for the day.
That's amazing. Mm, that is a way to live life that I actually strive for.
Well, you could do it. I inspire you.
You could, because most of your calls are just really like,
that's
up.
True.
Oh, well, I guess for calls, I put on shorts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I will do that.
I feel like
I don't have that comfort level. I grew up with 5 brothers and a dad. So I'm like, I have never had that comfort level to be like, comfortable walking around naked.
You know me.
You are the naked neighbor.
And listen,
and you grew up with 3 brothers.
I grew up, with 3 brothers. But you know what? I don't do it when other people are home.
Of course.
Not even when my husband's home. Like, I don't walk around naked when anyone is home. Mm. It's just when I'm alone. Like, he was gone for a few days.
Oh, shit.
And it was just like fully just walking around in partial states of dress for the entire weekend. But I have to ask Cam, do you sleep in the nude, or
cannot
do you
sleep in the nude?
Way
too much friction.
Yeah, I don't like parts touching. It's like sweaty.
See, that's how I feel.
I don't
about
want anything
clothes.
Crawling up in there.
I feel like clothes touch me. Now, when the big one hits, I'm
you're
screwed.
Fucked.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
absolutely screwed. You should not sleep naked in California. And I, you know, I got my go bag and flip flops near the bed. But that's
pretty much it. Do you pair shorts in your go bag at least?
Standing outside naked in my chonklas, just like, well, I guess this is me now.
You just got a pair of like thong flip flops and like a JanSport backpack. That's it.
Naked and afraid over here.
Holding like two animals. Yes.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so God. We have to get into your dating history. Now, as somebody that has a podcast, a dating podcast, or even a sex podcast that had to date in LA, I thought that it was very difficult. Actually, like, have you found that it impedes you? Like, some people are just like, I can't date you. You have a podcast, like, about this.
You know, there's more things that are impeding them, I think, than just that I have a podcast. namely that I talk about sex with my mom on a weekly basis. That's a little weirder than, you know. But yeah, no, it can definitely be a cock block. Sometimes people are into that. Like, they're like, oh, he's got a good relationship with his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's not scared to talk about sex. This could be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, definitely where my head went. Like, I was like, I think that it's funny because I think that for quite some time, we've been talking about guys being able to be more in touch with their emotions, being able to be more open with the communication. And so it to me, and maybe it just, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I have a son who's 25. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I would feel comfortable talking to Dylan about sex. Like, if he had a question or if we had conversations about it, like, I wouldn't think anything of it. And I would think that, like, somebody would be happy that's like you said, like,
yeah,
I think it might be more the element of having the podcast, because like for me, Christina was always very upfront when you went on dates that like you have a dating podcast,
right?
You know, like nothing ever came out of left field in that regard, but I could understand being a little hesitant.
Sure.
If you're on a date with someone, I feel like it does like up the pressure of like, right, am I going to end up on this podcast? Are they going to talk about me? And I feel like if you have a podcast about sex, it could be the same. Like, not, I don't think the, like, with your mom would turn me off. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's fine. She seems like fun. Like, I want to go with Karen and like have a good time. I think it would be more like, I would be so nervous. I'm like, oh, I have to do everything right on this date. Oh, you know, like,
Yeah. That's what I found. I had people, if they didn't ghost, they were like, I'm not comfortable, you know, if you're going to talk about me on the podcast.
I've had people say that. And typically at this point I've learned, just don't, I don't do it. Like, unless it's, you know, a story from like way long ago, or something that really doesn't involve them whatsoever. But usually I will not talk about my dating or love life because it just gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I used nicknames for a lot of my stories. And yeah, you wait till the time passes and then you're like, yeah, they're not listening to the show. Talk about them now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's your worst date then?
Oh, no.
Your absolute worst.
Okay. Oh, man. There's worse in like a few different categories. So that's, I had a little trouble choosing.
Oh, we love it.
There was one that involved like pretty poor planning on my end.
Okay.
So you were someone's worst date.
Shamelessly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Most of the worst dates are my doing.
Oh, no! There we go.
Yeah. Of course. No, I guess there was one where I was like, oh my God, this person is just horrible. And I want to get out of this immediately.
Yeah. Are you pretty good at getting out immediately?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I'll stick around and just sit there.
You're like, we're going to ride this train.
Look how nice he is.
You're a Pisces. You're a Pisces, right? Yeah. We had this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's
we'll just stick it out. It'll be fine. And we'll get out when this is over. You know, like,
once the train stops, we'll get off, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's...
Just ride this thing through. I feel you.
Yeah. Although this one, I did, it was so bad
that
I did get out after like half an hour.
Oh, wow.
I really had to extricate myself.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was a very expensive glass of wine that she decided to order.
Wow. Of course it was. Always.
Why?
You like that?
No. I mean, like, my interest is piqued. I want to know what happened.
Okay. Well, I guess, so it started poorly. This was not even the story I was intending to tell. But it started poorly because I matched with this girl, I think, on OkCupid, maybe.
That tracks.
Yep.
A long time ago, you know? And I just... I thought she was adorable. I thought we were going to mesh. So I messaged her. She laughed a little bit. She bantered back.
Yeah.
And then she just went radio silent.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So then maybe like a week passes. I'm like, oh, I'll give it another shot.
Oh, okay. It's like bored on a Wednesday night or something. Yeah.
We'll see if we can restoke the fire over here.
You're like, you know, Game of Thrones isn't on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
So I tried it out.
Yeah.
Sent the second shot. Nothing. And then I was like, all right, well, maybe a third shot is a good idea.
You are a Pisces.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Second and third chances here.
No, I know. You have that third glass of wine, and you're like, you know, maybe they didn't get the first two. I'm going to try one more time.
Yes. But then it went off the rails. And then was like, at this point, I was entertaining myself. I thought there were funny messages I was sending. And at a certain point, it becomes funny that I'm just having a conversation with myself.
Wow.
So it went on like 6 or 7 times, maybe. Okay.
Wow.
No responses.
Okay.
So oh my God.
Then I walk into like a very bougie, fancy restaurant in West Hollywood that my friend, who's like a K-pop star, was treating me to.
Nice.
I love it already. West Hollywood resident. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hit you up afterwards where you went.
Yeah. So I don't want to get. Yeah. But this person, I walk in and this person is the hostess there. And I'm like,
no.
Eye contact.
No.
Yes. And I was like, oh boy.
Oh no. And you've been messaging them without response.
Yes.
Oh, like no. 6 or 7 times.
Oh, so she thinks you are stalking her.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh no.
Already bad. Mm-hmm. But I don't say anything. I just go sit down with my friends and we're having some drinks and now I'm like feeling loose and I have to call out the elephant in the room.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. You have to. What are you going to do?
You know, messaging this person for like the past 3 months. Yes. And she's not responding.
Oh my God. So you.
So I walked to the hostess stand and I said, hey, you recognize me?
Wow. Oh no.
And she goes, yeah, you do look familiar. How do I know you? And I was like, well, I've been messaging you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, really? I didn't realize that. She said something like, oh, you look different in person.
Okay.
And she's kind of being flirtatious back.
Okay.
And I'm like, you're like, this fuck.
Is what I was expecting.
Yes.
This is taking a turn.
It really was. And so then we end up exchanging phone numbers at the end of the night. And she's like, let's go on. I was like, let's go on a date. She's like, all right, let's do it.
Okay.
We show up for the date. I don't know what changed, but she is ice cold. Maybe she went home and read the messages.
She read what happened.
She did.
That's what 100%.
Happened.
She had read them before.
Yes.
Then you got there and you were like, I've been messaging you for 3 months. And she was like, oh okay.
Shit, I haven't even been
and
on the app.
Cute.
I deleted that app.
She goes on and she's like, oh no.
Shit.
Yes. And then she feels locked in. And she shows up for the date.
Oh, no.
And then
arms
it was
crossed.
She's like, I'm ordering a good glass of wine if I'm going to be here.
Oh, yeah. We know her.
Yeah.
And by I know her, I mean.
I'm both people on this date.
Brutal. I shouldn't have done it. She shouldn't have done it. No one should. This should never have happened. And it ended 30 minutes later.
Mercifully.
Misery.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
Those are rough dates. I had one of those like at downtown. First I had to get downtown from West Hollywood, which is like already
geographically undesirable.
Horrible. Yeah. And it was like a half an hour date. It's like is that even worth driving downtown for?
The car ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Not worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what were the worst dates you were intending to tell then? Where were the worst date?
Well, one of them, I guess it was poor planning. I suggested a picnic in Silver Lake Meadows.
Oh, okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I suggested 7:30 at night.
That's too late.
Mm-hmm. Too late.
Too late.
Yeah. What time of year?
Mosquitoes.
Well, it depends because summertime. That's not too late. That's actually right before sunset, and that would be
golden hour. Beautiful.
Time.
But mosquitoes.
I thought so too. But it wasn't summertime. It was wintertime.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like
been dark for 4 hours at that point.
I lost track. I lost track of the seasons. And so I showed up and it was pitch dark.
Oh my God. Pitch dark in a park?
Yes.
First date.
Oh, yes. No.
And
she didn't even come, did she?
No one's there.
No one.
So I spread out a whole fucking thing.
Meanwhile, like, this chick's like thinking she's gonna be on Dateline.
She's like, I will be murdered.
Cam, I gotta tell you, I feel like you gotta pivot at that point. Like, once you realize you get there, you're like, it's dark, there's nobody here. Like an abandoned.
I got a fucking charcuterie board going.
Oh, man.
I got the wine. I'm going, we're doing the date. Why not?
Yeah, in like it's done.
Just sit in the dark.
Just sit in the dark.
Did you have candles or?
No.
No.
I literally was expecting sunlight. I wasn't expecting darkness.
No.
Oh, wow.
Only in LA could you lose track of the seasons. You're like, I don't know what month it is.
Who knows? That is true.
It's a warm out. Yeah.
Well, so then she shows up. She's a little weirded out that I'm sitting in the dark kind of thing. Like,
she doesn't even see you at first. You're like, Marco. Yeah.
Yes. And then, you know, somehow the date starts. It's going all right. And
okay.
We're getting to know each other.
Can't really see each other.
Can't really see each other. It's a blind date.
Could be.
Literally.
Could be a benefit, to be honest. Yes. You know, like I'm like, sometimes I'm like, thank God for low lighting. I'm in it.
I wasn't really feeling my makeup this evening.
That's
but.
Right.
But then we do see something move in the shadows.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, what is that? And,
no.
It starts approaching us, and it's a coyote.
No! That wasn't the thing.
A fucking coyote approaches, and
it wants that meat.
It fucking wants a charcuterie board for sure.
Yes, yeah. It does. You're going to throw some prosciutto at it and fucking bounce, dude.
That's kind of what I did. I was like, we got to go.
I mean, did you take her with you, or were you just like, bye?
I stood in front of her,
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
And you guys aren't married. That's weird. This is where my...
We kind of backed away together, and then the coyote did start eating our food.
Yeah. Yes. And you just, it's still there today, actually. Yes. You can go to Silver Lake Park and still find that,
really good
that board and that the blanket. Yeah.
Can't go back to eating pigeons after that.
And she was like a no go after that date.
No, we went on a few more.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
During the sunlight. Yeah.
The
fact that she stuck it out, I was like, she's coming back for more.
For sure.
Well, that's because you put yourself between her and the coyote.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what you needed to do if you wanted that second date. You need to put in the work for
it.
I would give you a second date too, just for that. I'd be like, well, I mean,
Thank you.
At his own, you know, peril.
Thank you for thank you for letting me see the silver lining of this one.
Exactly. So, are you dating anyone now? Or are you still, you know, out on the dating scene?
I'm surprised. I haven't had a date in a long time. And like this past week, three different people tried to set me up with people. I don't know.
It's so funny because I'm literally just sitting here right now thinking about somebody that I would totally set you up with. Wow. I'm not going to lie. This is a coworker. And I'm like, that would be such a good match.
Is it the coworker I know?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Should we get her on the line?
Let's give her a call real quick.
She'd be like,
so you didn't date really through the pandemic?
I mean, I went on some dates. There were a couple little relationships, but no like serious relationships.
Yeah, I was wondering what that would be like to go on like first dates during the pandemic here in LA. Oof. Was it a thing?
It was weird. Yeah. There were a lot of Zoom dates.
Oh no, thank you. I'm so sorry. I can think of nothing I would like to do less than that.
That sounds truly
awful. I don't want to be on Zoom especially, for one more thing.
Especially at this point. I think 2020, we were like, this is fun.
Remember when we had Zoom birthday parties and we played?
Mine was a Zoom birthday party. My 30th birthday party was a Zoom birthday party. And you know what? We were like, we're making the best of this.
Yeah.
We're only going to be in lockdown for 2 weeks because it was early. It was in March.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we're going to just muscle through this. And by like end of year one, I'm like, I spent way too much money on Jackbox games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never again. I'm never going to play it again. Like, I don't want to play these anymore. So a Zoom date. Yeah. Maybe in the first 3 months of the pandy, I would have been like, this is kind of cute and quirky and we're going to get out of this and meet in real life. If we were into 2021 trying to do a Zoom date, absolutely no. Hard pass.
Yeah. I kind of like them, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Tell us all about
it. You don't have to wear pants.
I don't need to wear pants.
That's true.
Although, you know, I feel like when someone else is on the line, I do put on some shorts or something.
Yeah.
But I don't like the drive, and then okay. you meet them and you're like, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
So good point.
Because screening, you know?
Absolutely. No, it's something that we've talked about on our podcast before. Something I learned is that you don't really get a sense of somebody through text right. so much mm-hmm. that I liked to get people on the phone just
oh, yeah.
because I like to hear their voice, their cadence. I think that can show you a lot about how someone forms thoughts and who they are. And it really saved me a lot of times because I get people on the phone. I'm like, I can't sit with them in a restaurant. That would be miserable. So
yeah.
No, I can see how like a Zoom first date wouldn't be a breaker for me now, but,
yeah. Most people I talk to don't want to do it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty over like just being on the
Well,
camera.
I told you I'm just looking at myself the whole time anyway.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, I can't help it. It's like if I'm on a Zoom call,
yes.
like 9 times out of 10, I'm like trying to stop myself from looking at myself. So I'm like, I'm not absorbing what you're trying to talk. I'd rather be on the phone, to be honest. I'd rather be on the phone.
I do make a romantic and ask for a FaceTime instead.
Do prefer a FaceTime. I actually prefer camera across the board. Like a Zoom, I would do a Zoom over a phone call. I'm a visual person. I like to see facial expressions. I tell you everything with my face anyway. You're going to know immediately how I feel about you. It's all right here.
Yeah.
Very, very. So I feel the same way about other people. Like I feel like I can read people better. I can understand.
Yeah.
So I would be much more into the Zoom versus a phone call.
I'm also very cheap. So, you know, not only are you saving on gas, but then you don't have an expensive bar or restaurant.
That's true.
So, very good point.
That's true. Nice.
That is true.
Okay. What if you had a Zoom date and then you sent them like a grizzly or something, like a wine,
that would be cool. A baller move.
It's true.
That is a fucking baller
That's
move.
Exactly what I was thinking is like, for me, I feel like you're sucking some of the romance out of
it
doing like a Zoom date. So you want to incorporate something that
would be fun.
That feels
but then,
thoughtful.
Then you'd have to have I'm going to call kibosh on this. This is how you get datelined because then you have to give that person your address.
You actually don't because I had a grizzly from my boss from work for like my 1 year anniversary and I had to put in my own address. So you send it, like you send it to their email and then they like finalize the order.
So if you don't want it to be a surprise. We're giving you tips here.
Yeah. Sorry.
Gold information.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, also, I guess for me, I hate the drive. You know, driving and parking in LA, nothing can switch like my switch faster.
It's the parking. It's the parking.
I will be in a good mood, and if I have to do one lap to try and find a parking spot, immediately in a bad
forget
mood.
Forget it.
Immediately in a bad mood.
Gas is over $6. We can't be doing this shit.
However, what I will say is, I'm not trying to fall in love with somebody who lives on the other side of town.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I don't want to fall in love with somebody who lives in Torrance. I'm not doing it.
Right.
So I need to know going in. If we're doing a Zoom meeting, it's like, I'm glad that we're saving on gas. But if you live really far away, you need to disclose that information immediately.
I know. I just found myself in the situation last night.
Amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah. My friend set me up with someone and she's like, oh, I think you guys really vibe. And I'm like, okay. And then I found out she lives on the complete other side of town.
Oh, okay.
And so now I don't know. I'm like, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No,
it's not going to work. I went with one date with somebody lovely that lived in Pasadena and it was just like,
no.
No.
It's
what
not
are you,
you.
Going to do? Like, cross
it's
however
not you,
many.
It's Pasadena.
It's your apartment.
It's not you. Yeah, it's
Pasadena. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I love Pasadena. But, you know, also, Pasadena is one of those places that, like, getting in and out of Pasadena is, like...
a whole thing.
A whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
LA dating.
So, any other bad dates to share? Anything to dish?
I went on one date in Venice. And the person was very witchy.
Ah,
I like a witchy vibe.
I love a witchy vibe.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Until she starts telling me ghost stories.
Oh my god!
The different hauntings of Venice.
Oh, she took you on a ghost tour of Venice.
A fucking ghost tour.
I actually am really into it.
I'm riveted.
I love it. Actually,
what's her name?
Can you sign me up with
can
her?
Can we go on a date with her?
You know, I started off fun, and then I started getting real freaked out. And I was like, this is way too much. I had to sit down on like a stoop and we had to like relax and take deep breaths. I can't do horror movies. Yeah. I can't do the ghost stories. Yeah.
I don't like ghost movies or I don't like scary movies either.
I don't like that shit. I definitely not on a date for me.
I'm too much of an empath and feel it too much in real life. So yeah. I don't need it in fake life.
Yeah. That was a bad date for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you.
As somebody who also like, I like to me, I love a ghost tour. I love that thing, but it has to be very small doses for me. Like I'm the person who's like, if there's going to be some spooky event happen, it will happen to me.
Yeah.
It will happen to me. I will be the person who invites the fucking spirit home with them. And now I'm not dating you. I'm dating fucking Ruth from fucking Venice.
I watch horror movies to relax.
Oh, you sure do.
I want her number. I'm like, we can hang out.
I mean, she was cool, but I was like, if I had to live in this state of mind all day long,
it'd be a lot.
No second date then.
There was no second date. Too freaked out.
Mm-hmm. See, that's kind of a red flag for me too. I think. Not because it scares me so much, but I'm such a skeptic that I don't like any believers of any kind.
Of any kind. You're like, oh, you believe in God? Okay, I'm out.
Well, no, I just don't. I'm like, how do you believe in anything? I've never believed in anything in my whole life. So I get skeptical of people that are like this.
She went to Catholic church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't believe in anything.
Catholic school.
I'm like, I don't not believe in ghosts, but I also don't believe in
ghosts. But I don't like it if you believe too much.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Believe a reasonable amount.
Like, right. Like, light believe.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, we're having fun. We're all having fun here, belief. Right?
Yeah. We're all having fun talking about the ghosts, but we don't like.
Yeah. Diet belief.
Not like you're going to get your. Yeah. You're going to like flip on me any second. Because we've definitely had stories like that where they're like, they'll say something and it'll be like, haha, that's funny. And they're like, no, for real.
No, but seriously.
But seriously.
Yeah.
There's a ghost right behind you.
No, thank you. No. Too far. Too far.
I don't even say those words.
Sorry. Too far. Too far.
Do you have any like red flags? Like we don't get to talk to guys that much
because
it's girls, and then we've had girls like interviews and stuff. So I'm like, I want to hear some red flags.
I think the classics like the person doesn't ask any questions. They're only talking about themselves or. They're asking too many questions. Not getting no information. They have no edge. There's, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So, yeah. It's,
do you ever feel like people talk about themselves too much just because they're like nervous? I could see myself doing that where I'm just like, I have to fill every bit of silence because otherwise I'm just like so uncomfortable.
You're like, eating be damned. I'm going to tell you everything about me.
You're like, my third grade teacher was Mrs. Smith and she.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And it is kind of the opposite approach that I have. Like I will sit in silence for like way too long and the person will be like, okay, this is getting fucking awkward.
Yeah, no, that would trigger me too. Like on a first date, like silence, you get to a point where you can have comfortable silence with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but first date's tough though.
First date is tough to feel that like. Just sit there and just like, I don't know, eat your salad.
I think that there's too, like this thing that weighs over every relationship that you get into, like of the, when, what if we run out of things to talk about? Mm. Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when I first met Chris, I was definitely like, oh man, this is great. What if we run out of things to talk about?
Yeah. Totally.
I feel that way if I meet anybody at any time at this point. Like, I think that the pandemic is really like, we were just talking about this off mic, but like the pandemic has really like sucked my energy to the point where if I have to meet new people, I get myself so keyed up about like, I have to be funny. I have to be entertaining. I have to be these things. And so I'll either completely shut down or do too much and then spend the whole next day in like a, overshare vulnerability like
spiral
about like, oh no, what did I say to them and now they hate me, I'm sure, you know. So I can't imagine going on a first date, truly. I'm like,
especially at this point. Yeah.
At this point, I'm at the like, end of the world.
No, I'm like the Murtaugh thing. I'm like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Just like can't do it. There's too many things going on in the world right now. So
yeah,
I wish you all so much.
Thank you so much.
We all just said that. We're like, Oh man, it's terrible out there. Good luck. Good luck.
I mean, but could you imagine if I was like, I could see myself out there right now? Chris would be like, excuse me?
I mean, what apps are you on?
I'm on,
are you on Raya? Because you have a podcast. No. You're famous. You should be on Raya.
You should be on Raya.
You should be on Raya.
Wait, why?
We should get you on Raya.
Are you kidding?
The new mission.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're famous.
Why do you
enough?
Guys like Raya so much?
I don't know. Because maybe you can date like Jennifer Garner or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with Jennifer Garner? What, you got a problem with Jennifer Garner?
No, I'm just saying.
She got like Capital One money. You should be so lucky.
I feel like the people on Raya think that they're celebrities or
yes.
something like that.
Yes, you're right. They
that's
do.
No, fun.
You're right. They do.
Pool?
I'm not going to lie to you. I want you to be on Raya just so I know what it's like on Raya.
Also, yeah, we'll bring you back on the show mm-hmm. and
yeah,
talk
yeah.
to you about
Raya updates.
Do it for us. Oh yeah. Do it for us.
All right, fine.
I mean, honestly.
But yeah, make a slideshow?
Yes. What apps are you
presentation?
On?
Presentation.
You mentioned OK Cupid.
No, I'm not an
earlier,
OK Cupid anymore.
Which
I'm glad.
Like, thank
God.
He's like, I've given it all up for plenty of fish.
I'm on Hinge and Bumble.
There you go.
Okay.
Do you do the voice prompts on Hinge?
No.
Oh.
I did it first, and then I was told I still like Mickey Mouse.
TikToks with the Hinge prompts, people reading them, and they are gold. They're
oh
so
my
gold.
God.
Yeah, I would definitely, I would advise people to steer clear from that. I think out of context, it's just too weird.
I would be too self-conscious to do that. But interestingly, it's the first thing I want to click on when I see that it's available.
Oh, really? 100%.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
The shit.
Which is why you know you shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it. I want you to do it.
Yeah.
But I don't want
not me. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I would too. I would click on all of them and I would just, I would play them for everybody. That's why I wouldn't do them.
No. Never.
But
I also
everyone
think
else
about,
should.
You know, for someone who has two podcasts, I think that my voice is pretty annoying. So I'm like, I don't want to come out the gate with that. I got to come out with my best material, like good selfies and good lighting from the right angle. Like that's what's going up on my profile.
That's
okay?
right.
See, I excel at like the first phone call or like the very first date. I've got a nice tight five.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready. I'm ready for the comedy store. So, you know. So,
but why aren't you on Tinder? Is there a reason?
I think Tinder's kind of like, I don't know, a little outdated or something.
Okay.
Tinder's not hot now.
Tinder's not hot anymore.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I did start paying for Bumble.
Okay.
That was a progression.
That's big.
I've heard that's like the only way actually to like
find
really
anyone.
Get matches.
I've started getting
you
a
to
lot
pay
more
to
matches.
Play.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But
They really do. They've like really priced.
Well, it's $1 billion industry. What do they want you to like find somebody and fall in love and get off the apps? No, they don't.
Well, but
they
I think that it's not like they're going to run out of single people. Like, you know, they've
or
matched up all
the people. Those are also on the apps.
Oh, also true.
I was on Field for a little bit.
Whoa, what was that?
That's
wait.
You don't know what Field is?
Tell me everything. No. Wait, what?
Field is like the thing for like polyamorous or like it's a kink positive site.
Yeah,
I checked it out for a little while.
Well, how was that experience for both of you?
Didn't meet up with anyone. Saw a lot of interesting pics.
Saw a lot of interesting profiles.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a fun community, though.
Yeah, it really is. I think people, when you're that open about it. It's something that I really appreciated about the kink community is the fact that they're willing to be open and sex positive in a way that I think is really healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. I did feel a little out, like I shouldn't be there a little bit just because I'm pretty vanilla relative to these people.
Same.
And so then I was like, I'm just kind of looking for someone to hang out with. This is maybe not the right place for me.
Right.
She's looking to get like strung up and whipped and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
I'll do that, but I'm just like,
you're like, I guess I can do it. I have the physical capabilities of doing it, but
you want someone who's really enthusiastic about
right,
it.
Right.
I'm not exactly. that person.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
well,
I want somebody enthusiastic to string me up as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, well, we really appreciate you sharing all this stuff with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you for coming, for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Literally. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Oh, too soon? Too soon. Too soon.
He did, hey, he's not he wearing did pants. Wear,
you don't know that he's wearing pants, but we're pretty sure he has them on. Cam, tell everybody where they can find you and sex talk with your mom, all that.
You can find me on Instagram or any social media at Single Cam Comedy. And you can find the podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom, wherever you're listening to this. We'd love to have you there.
Yeah.
No, it's really great. You guys absolutely should check it out. We really, really appreciate you guys coming on. And yeah, check out the rest of our stuff on YouTube. We will have double dates coming once a month, every month. And we love you so much.
Cheers.
I wasn't like, expecting. I didn't know that was coming.
We should have prepped you.
At the end, cheers. Cheers.
Wait, wait.
We always do.
Box water, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.